This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Farm Credit Services of America. Nobody has more expertise financing farmland than Farm Credit Services of America. I'm Riley Smith. The USDA released its weekly U.S. export sales report on Thursday. We'll have more right after this.
In farming, you can usually trust your gut, but with crop insurance, it's best to trust the data. Because purchasing the same coverage year over year might seem good enough, but it won't maximize your revenue opportunities. Farm Credit Services of America uses Optimum, an exclusive tool that sorts through hundreds of coverage options to find your best fit. Work with specialists and tools dedicated to crop insurance. Call 800-884-FARM or visit fcsamerica.com/optimum. This institution is an equal opportunity provider and employer.
This week's export sales were very mixed. Corn saw another good week, but soybean numbers were well below expectations. Allendale commodity broker Greg McBride gave an update on the latest numbers.
Well, good overall sales for corn. The old crop came in at the higher end of the range of estimates at 1.2 million tons. The higher end of that was 1.3. Total sales came in at 1.351 million tons, so we barely just squeaked through getting above the overall high-end estimate of 1.35. So very good good week for sales for corn. We need to continue to see that momentum going forward. On the bean side of things, this was not a good sale week. 164,000 tons overall, just shy of 166,000 tons between the old crop and the new crop, and this would represent the second lowest for this particular week in the last 30 years. So not a good look for the soybean side of things.
McBride said there was a flash sale of soybeans to Mexico, which was nice, but we usually prefer to see those going to China.
We did have a flash sale this morning. We sold just over 200,000 tons of soybeans to Mexico. It was just short of 207,000 tons. So that's a good sale for us to have, but we don't really tend to get overly excited about the soybean sales to Mexico. We do see them from time to time, but we'd prefer to see China's name on that.
For more marketing information, visit allendale-inc.com. For Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.